Welcome to the Addiction Solution Podcast, where we discuss how millions of people solve their addictions and move on with their lives. I'm Michelle Dunbar. Mark Shear and Stephen Slate and I wrote The Freedom Model for Addictions and The Freedom Model for the Family. We've been researching addiction and helping people to move past addiction for more than three decades. In today's podcast episode, Mark and I will be discussing, well, how do you know when you might need a little more help? We say that people don't need treatment to get over an addiction, but sometimes you need a little extra help, more than just reading a book. We're very happy to offer various ways you can learn the Freedom Model. You can get a free digital copy of our books at thefreedommodel.org. Enter coupon code FREEDOM100 at checkout. We also offer a low-cost online video course called the Freedom Model Online Program. Right now, you can get that at 50% off as well. Going to thefreedommodel.org, choose the online program, and when you check out, you type in holiday 21. We've extended that to the end of January. We also, there are two ways you can work one-on-one with certified Freedom Model instructors. That's through Freedom Model Private Instruction via video conference, and also in residence at our beautiful, completely private St. Jude Retreat. You can get information about all of our options at thefreedommodel.org. Okay.
All right. So I was driving into the office today. First of all, I'm a little froggy because I had the flu, and
both of us did.
Yeah, at the same time. But we're going to be a little bit rough sounding, and occasionally cough. We have these sort of tickle coughs left over.
Sorry.
I was driving into work, and I thought to myself, you know, we tell people all the time that treatment isn't necessary, and it's not. And we're talking about rehab, specifically 12-step-based rehab.
Or even like intensive outpatient.
Right. Anything that's disease-based, because we know that addiction is not a disease. So having treatment for a disease that doesn't exist doesn't make much sense and just is a needless distraction to making a direct preference change on your use, right? But that doesn't change the fact that to learn how to change, why you might want to change, how to become a self-changer, the techniques to do that or the information to do that, you might need some help because your style of learning may require conversation. It might require video. It might require, like our private instruction program, for instance, you might want to have one-on-one help. My point is, people learn differently. They learn specifically to their autonomous way of learning. And so I don't want people to get confused with, you know, treatment is a negative experience, which is what we tell people, because it is. Mm-hmm. You know, these needless distractions, this idea of relapse, this idea of endless recovery, that carries people away from an actual solution. When we say you don't need that, we're not saying simultaneously that you might not need extra help from a listening ear or some other technique that might enhance your learning. Now, Michelle will cut in here for a second, but I just want to frame this out. So some people say to me, well, how is what you're talking about different than treatment? Well, it's dramatically different because first, you have to understand what message is it that you want. So you have really two options. You have the Freedom Model, and then you have everything else. And everything else is rehab, recovery, outpatient clinics, endless therapies. You know, you're just shelling out the cash constantly for the rest of your life, and you're hooked into a perpetual struggle. That's every model that's out there, every model. And then you have the Freedom Model that says there's an end date on this thing where you can just move on and never look back, okay? So first, you have to decide and make the decision of which model you want to adhere to. Which model do you want to listen to and learn from? And so that's the number, that's where everybody starts. Then the question is, what we're talking about today is, okay, I've chosen the Freedom Model. I've decided that I want my addiction to end, and I don't want to be married to some recovery modality for the rest of my life. I don't want to go to meetings. I don't want to be in perpetual therapy. I don't want to be locked into a perpetual struggle. I know that, but I don't know how to incorporate the freedom model into my life. I've read the book, and I'm still struggling. Now, a lot of the people that read the book, you can go right on Amazon and you'll see now over 100 reviews of people where it's changed their life. And we had really nothing to do with that. They're the self-changers that can read a book and self-change. Mm-hmm. And there are many of them, and you might be one of them, which is fantastic. But we have an equal number of people, not on that review site, but equal number of people that contact us and say, I read the book and I still feel like I'm not understanding this.
I still feel a little out of control. I still feel like I have underlying mental health issues that are causing me problems. I mean, there's any number of things. First of all, you should know something about me, and that is I would not have been somebody that could have read a book and figured it out. I'm just not that person. I am a hands-on kind of person. I need to run my own personal experiments. I need to talk to people. That's how I learn.
Interactive experience.
Exactly. That's how I learn. So really it's about how you learn and how you change internally, how you change your mind. By changing my mind, I have to test everything. I question everything, which is partly why the freedom model is what it is, right? And I have to see things for myself. You know, if I'm going to learn something, I'm going to learn it the hard way, usually.
Well, it's interesting because they've done studies on the way people learn. And people who struggle in the learning process on a particular topic, they find over the long run have a more effective grasp on the thing they're learning. And they find also that people who pick up on something very easily usually only get a cursory knowledge of it, but it's usually enough for them to be somewhat competent at it.
Right.
So I don't know if when it comes to a severe problematic substance use habit, a cursory amount of knowledge is enough. Mm. I think that's what happens is everybody who reads our book, everybody, if you read it and you read it consistently and you pay attention, you're going to get a lot of information that's going to be life-changing, no matter how you learn, right? But then there's people like Michelle, there's people like me and Stephen Slate, all of whom had to learn by doing, experimenting, pushing the limits of our ability to research things, and endlessly talked about it for a period, a good chunk of time, until we really felt it in our bones, where it crystallizes. I see some people that I teach here at the retreat, and it's really interesting. I'll be in class with them. Let's say they stay for 3 or 4 weeks. I'll be in class with them for 2 weeks, and I can tell they already got it. They just get it, and they're satisfied with that.
Yes.
They're satisfied with a cursory knowledge. And maybe in their case, their issue wasn't so dramatic. Maybe they didn't get stuffed into 5 rehabs. Maybe they didn't go to AA meetings. So we didn't have a lot to undo. But if you're one of those people that learns by doing, that learns by talking, learns by reading, learns by video, and needs all those inputs while also undoing a 20-year AA habit, well, my friend, you might need more help. And don't feel like a failure if you've read our book and you've struggled. That's the point of this podcast. It's to get you the help you need so that you know, oh, I don't have to feel bad that I need more help. And this isn't a giant ad, but people need to know what services exist out there for them that are affordable so that they can get what they need, you know, because we've developed an entire system for you. And we want to make sure you don't feel like a failure.
Yeah, well, that's the main purpose of it, and I don't want you to be confused. You know, we we had a Facebook Live where we answered this question that came in from a podcast listener. These podcasts are just one of the free services we offer that they're informational for you. But I think sometimes people get confused when we talk about treatment and therapy. We're not talking about mental health. We're talking about addiction specifically.
Right.
If you're seeing a mental health provider for a legitimate mental health concern, you know, depression, anxiety, that's one thing. If you're seeing that person and they've tied addiction to those things, you're seeing the wrong person.
Yeah, then you need the freedom model to make that separation, because addiction, these habits we have with substances, are very easily taken care of.
Yes.
Once you've separated it and detached it from all these other human problems that basically everybody has, by the way, to one degree or another.
For sure.
So that's such a good point. That's such a good point. To define what we're talking about here, we're talking about what I consider for a substance user their primary problem. Usually the primary problem is not their depression. It's usually, or their anxiety, or even their trauma, although maybe therapy has convinced them of that. Usually it's their preference to get hammered.
Yeah, it's different to say my depression causes my drinking than it is to say I drink because I'm depressed. I drink because I believe that it will help me with my depression.
Yeah.
Those are two different things. If you say that being depressed causes me to drink heavily, well, then you have to stop being depressed to stop drinking. And the thing about drinking and having that kind of lifestyle where your whole focus is on that one activity, that's a depressing, lonely way to live.
Right. So you're in the trap.
So you're continuously going through that revolving cycle of I feel depressed, I drink heavily, I have the consequences, the fallout from my choice to drink heavily, which makes me more isolated and more depressed. And then you're going down that horrible pathway to just, you know, loneliness, depression, anxiety, all these things. When if you separate it, right, you say, all right, I'm drinking, you know, I believe that alcohol helps me with my depression. Once you frame it like that, and then you start to really look at, is it doing that for me? And you realize it isn't, then all of a sudden what you've done is you've seen, oh, not only is alcohol not helping me, but the way that I'm using it is exacerbating the problem. And before you know it, you don't want it anymore.
Right. When you take away the utility.
Yeah.
The value of the drinking or drugging, and that it is not a problem-solving agent, then you take its value down a bunch of pegs, and your desire for something that doesn't serve you becomes less.
Yeah.
Right? And so step number one in the freedom model to make things simpler on the learning process is understand what the problem is. And if I was depressed, traumatized, anxious, miserable as a kid, and a wicked, wicked drug taker and drinker, right?
Yep.
And I was mixed up in deep therapies, AA, all this stuff. So I had to have a starting point that made some damn sense. And when I met Jerry, he said, first of all, everything that you've experienced in your life is normal.
Yep.
He didn't put it in the context of a disorder. He didn't. And believe me, I had suicide attempts. I would drink till I would shake in the morning. I had all these issues, a huge amount of issues. I was the poster child for a mental health clinic and had been in therapy since I was 8 years old, and none of it worked. And I was getting worse and worse and worse. And so I had to have a starting point. So the first starting point was, you're not disordered. You're not diseased. These were things Jerry said blatantly to me. He goes, what you have is you have a real, real desire for drinking because you see value in it, but it has nothing to do, or it doesn't have to have anything to do with your depression and stuff. So I started to see, oh, okay, let's deal with one thing at a time. And that's what Michelle was saying. Deal with one thing at a time. Separate your life problems as reasons for your use. Separate them and say, okay, why do I like getting drunk and high? Well, it seems to serve the relief of depression, right? Then you're right. Now you get sucked back into that idea. Well, does it?
Yeah.
Does it? You know, and then you can, now you may need somebody to talk to work through that. That's the ultimate point of this podcast. You may say to yourself, boy, that's complex. Well, it is. Yep. These webs we weave in modern society are such deep traps that you may need help applying the freedom model in these ways to undo this rubber band ball mess.
Yeah. Yeah, to unravel it. Well, look at, and you came upon that belief system, right? That substances have these curative or helpful powers to relax you and to help with your depression and your anxiety and your trauma. Because when you were young and you first, like I still remember the very first time I got drunk, I was like 13 years old and I was at a friend's house after school. It was so naughty and exciting and it tasted gross, but I loved the feeling of being drunk. That very first time felt absolutely magical to me. And so, you know, and we have these belief systems that we grew up in our society that make it magical. And so then we live that out and we build that habit that, you know, based on this belief, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy until it doesn't work anymore. And then we double down. So you shouldn't beat yourself up either. That's the really great thing about when you talk to somebody about it. Because a lot of times we internalize so much negative bullshit about ourselves. And we're like, why couldn't I just get this from reading it? And why do I think it's magical? And, you know, and once you talk to somebody about it, you're like, you realize that you're not, it's totally normal. You know, like what you said about, you know, being with my father, and he was like, everything you're experiencing is totally normal. It doesn't make you dumb and it doesn't make you mentally ill or a bad person.
Right.
It just means you're normal. And that's how people learn. And so sometimes you learn things that aren't real.
Right. Sometimes you learn bad information that's inaccurate and keeps you completely distracted from an actual solution.
Yeah.
So here's the point. You as a person, as an individual, may listen to this podcast. Maybe you haven't read our book. I suggest if you haven't read the book to get a copy or get a copy of the audio book if you learn via, you know, audio through your ears, right? Your sense of hearing. If that's the way you learn, wonderful. And get it and then listen and then start to apply it in your life. Apply the knowledge. Now, if you do that, there's a whole group of you whose lives are going to be massively changed, massively. And we know that from the interviews that we've taken of people after they've read the book or listened to the book. And a lot of them in conjunction use the podcast as well as our YouTube channel with all the videos. We have over 100 videos on our YouTube channel as well. So there's all these resources. But then there are the people who do all of that. And yet they're struggling.
Yep.
Now.
And it's okay.
It is, because I did too.
Yep.
Michelle did. Stephen did. We are all experiential learners. We need to experience a conversation coupled with information and try things out. But we need to have that collaborative sort of exercise with another human being.
Yeah. We're skeptics.
Yeah. We need teachers.
Mm-hmm.
We learn by mentorship and teach and having somebody show us. I can remember I was taking drumming lessons and I had my first instructor was doing it via sheet music and my progress was pitifully slow and I started to hate the process. So I said to the guy, can I just show me and then let me drum next to you? So he had his set up and he said, well, I don't teach that way. And I said, well, then I can't learn from you. So I went and to another drum store and I got with this young guy and I said, if you drum next to me, I'll get it within 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And he said, you're not going to be able to, Mark. And I said, yes, I will. I have to look at you and I will match. And he was blown away. And And I just knew if I look at it and you show me and we work together and we talk about it and I experience it and I hear it with all my senses, my God, I picked up on things and I was a pretty good drummer within 6 months. It would have taken me years of frustration to learn the other way. So if you're that type of person that needs that interaction, you may not even know you need that. You may just be needlessly suffering.
Yeah.
Because you're like, why can't I get this? Why do I keep trying moderation and falling flat on my face, for instance? Or, you know, whatever it might be, you know? So we have other things that I'll get to, but I want to give Michelle a chance to cut in here.
Well, I was just, when you were talking about that, I was just thinking of the people that I've taught in private instruction. And, you know, Mark said it at the beginning, some people, when we work with them one-on-one, you know, it happens all of a sudden in a flash where it's like instantly they unplug from the addiction disease
matrix
and then they get it and they're done. But that's probably 1 in 10. You know, for the rest of the people, it's some process, and I see it best in the private instruction because they're in two classes a week. We meet for an hour to an hour and a half, you know, twice a week. And then the rest of the time, they're living their lives.
And doing the reading part and the manual sort of process.
And experimenting.
That's right.
You know, they're running. We had somebody on our group, our private group, Facebook group, the Freedom Model group, ask, you know, I'm thinking about reducing my, you know, I got in the habit of drinking a six pack a night. And, you know, should I run the experiment of just having one or two? Well, of course, absolutely. You should run that experiment and with an open mind. And if you find yourself back to six, then you'll know, oh, I don't see value in having one or two. So maybe I run the experiment of abstinence for a period of time and really try to get happier without it. Maybe I try to figure out exactly. I mean, this is the things that we would talk to you about, you know. And so when we're working with people one-on-one, you know, my classes are on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We get to a Tuesday, and my first question is, how was the weekend?
Yeah.
How did things go? Like, yeah, did you always run any experiments? Yep. You know, tell me about those experiments and tell me about what your thoughts were. You're without even realizing it, you're becoming very mindful of your motivations, of the reasons that you prefer intoxication. And it kind of works on you in a very slow manner. And usually about, I want to say, my private instruction usually takes 8 to 12 weeks with people. So by 6 to 7 weeks, the change begins to happen. Like you see it where they're
crystallizing. That's what I say. The information organizes itself in the human mind and becomes knowledge.
Yes. You know? Internal, where all of a sudden things start to click, you know?
They start to apply to the person's actual personal experience. And when you take knowledge plus experience, all of a sudden you get wisdom.
Yes.
And then you change. Then self-changing becomes almost effortless.
Yeah, we have this big, huge light here that we use for our Facebook Lives and when we're recording our videos. And it has like six lights, like where you have to click each one on, right? And that's what I envision it is, where, you know, one light clicks on and you're like, ooh, I got that concept. And then another one. And before you know it, all six lights have clicked on and it's like, okay, I got it. I got it. But it's a little bit of a process.
Okay. So now you understand, you're thinking to yourself as a listener, okay, I've done A, B, and C, and I'm struggling in this area. I don't know what that area is, but just listen. And I don't know what to do. And so I'm going to help you right now by telling you exactly all the things that we have at your disposal that are tools to learn and then have the information crystallize and then have self-change become easy. If that's attractive to you, if that idea is attractive to you, here's what we have. So we have the YouTube channel with 100 and, I don't know, 50 videos or something crazy.
Yeah. And some of them are actual, like Mark did on the road videos, with a lot of those are lessons. I did quick lesson videos and those are lessons. They're like 8 minutes a piece, so they're very quick and easy to watch.
Yep. And then we have 111 episodes. It's probably the 112th episode of podcasts that are anywhere from a half hour to an hour long. That's the Addiction Solution Podcast, and that can be found at thefreedommodel.org. You can get the book for free, or Michelle's Freedom Model for the Family book for free.
Digitally.
By using coupon code FREEDOM100. That's freedom and then digits 100 at checkout. And that can also be had at thefreedommodel.org. So you have the book, you have the audio books, you have our YouTube channel and podcast. And then finally, there's Freedom Model International, which is 5 seminars that debunks AA. So if you're struggling with Alcoholics Anonymous and whether you should or should not go to meetings personally for you, if you want to learn why AA is detrimental, objectively speaking,
have you been struggling? Yes. Why didn't it work for you?
Yeah. Then you go into Freedom Model International. It's free. You sign up. And that can be found at online.thefreedommodel.org.
We also do, don't forget, and they're all available on YouTube, the Facebook Live question and answers. We do that every other Wednesday. Usually, I think it becomes the first and third, basically, Wednesdays of the month, and where we answer questions from people in our Facebook group, our private groups. And so, I mean, they're usually 30 to 45 minutes a piece, and it's very specific questions people have. And there's a lot of questions that are repeated. They're the most popular questions.
So that brings up that there's a Facebook group called the Freedom Model Group that's private that you can join today.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Freedom Model page itself that has a whole bunch of information on it. If you go down through the feed through all the years that's existed. Now, these are all free things.
Yep.
So basically, when I was 19 years old, 32 years ago, I looked at my life and my experience with treatment and therapy and the atrocity that had happened to me in that system. And I said to myself, I'm going to build a model that everybody can have for nothing. And it took us 27 years to build that empire, to build that system so that anybody that needs help can get it. Now I'm going to get into the things that might cost a little more, but if you need more help, our time does cost some money.
Yeah.
We have the Freedom Model online program. Now, that's very affordable. The cost of it is $795, but it is been reduced to $400 for the holiday season, and we've extended that through to the end of this month because so many people bought it and wanted it.
And we've gotten great feedback. People are loving it.
And what that is if you learn better by video, and that's 65 video lessons and a tremendous value. You get the book, you get the audio books, you get additional information like the Mind and the Brain class that I do. And all of these are taught by me and Michelle in pre-recorded videos. So you can literally learn exactly what a student learns here at our retreat, which I'll get to in a minute. Then the next level of help is if you need to talk to somebody privately in one-on-one classes, but you can't leave home or your career and you have to do it from home, then we have Freedom Model Private Instruction, which is one-on-one classes twice a week for 6 weeks. So it's a series of 12 classes, and you can literally talk with a certified Freedom Model instructor and learn the Freedom Model that way. And we have a couple of teachers that teach that, certified instructors, and they're awesome, Matthew and Daniel, as well as Danny Weick, which many of you know. He's been on our podcast, and he's been around for years with us. And then finally, we have what we've been doing for 32 years, which is the St. Jude Retreat, where people come and they stay residentially. And that's for people whose lives are really, really, they're struggling. And they feel like they need a break in their life. They need to get away, isolate themselves in this beautiful retreat up on 80 acres in the middle of nowhere in upstate New York. It's a beautiful house. There's only 4 single rooms in that place, and you'd be taught by me and Michelle. in one-on-one classes. We have no group, none of that silliness. And you learn over the course of 3 to 4 weeks the entire Freedom Model curriculum. So here's the point. For affordability and for people that have no money, we have so many resources. But if you need to talk to somebody, we're here for you.
Yeah. Yeah, you can always call our toll-free number to talk to somebody, and even that service is free, right? So you call, you get Danny, it's 888-424-2626, and maybe he can help you figure out what you might need to help you, you know, finally solve the problem for good.
That's a good point. So let's say that you call Danny. What he can do with you, he's an expert at it, is decide what option is best for you.
Yeah, help you explore what you're struggling with and maybe what additional help you might need.
That's it.
So that is our show for today. Look, if there is something you want to hear us talk about in these podcasts, you can always let us know on our private Facebook group, which is called the Freedom Model Group. You can private message us through Facebook. You can call and talk to Danny. You can send us an email at info@thefreedommodel.org. We also have emails that go out 3 times a week. So if you want to get on and subscribe to our email list, you can send us a quick email and let us know. And, you know, that always has some good information and some nice links. And so there's so many different options.
I don't know if I said where you can get the Freedom Model online program. That to sign up for that, you go to online.thefreedommodel.org.
Yes. And until the end of January, enter coupon code HOLIDAY21 at checkout, and you will get that for one-time fee of $400, which you can choose to pay in installments, in 4 installments of $100 each. But once those 4 installments are done, you have lifetime access to the Freedom Model online program, which is really, really an amazing value.
And know that as you have lifetime access to that, we are constantly researching things, finding better ways to help people, more effective ways. So the content will be ever evolving into a better scenario for you. And you'll be privy to all of that with no charge. There's no membership fees, no bullshit going on here. This is you pay the fee and it's yours for life.
Yep. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening today. We are so happy to have you follow our podcast. We hope you found our show informative and entertaining. If you or someone you love is struggling with a substance use problem or any other habitual behavior problem, and you'd like to talk to someone, call 1-888-424-2626. 888-424-2626. To get detailed information about all of our products and services, including our books, our retreat, private instruction via video conference, and our online program, go to thefreedommodel.org. To get free digital copies of the Freedom Model for Addictions and the Freedom Model for the Family, go to thefreedommodel.org and enter coupon code FREEDOM100 at checkout. You can follow us on social media, including Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and subscribe to the Freedom Model YouTube channel. You can join our private Facebook group, the Freedom Model Group, where we discuss the Freedom Model and how people completely move past both addiction and recovery. You can join us every other Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, where we answer questions from our readers, our students, our group members, and podcast listeners live on the Freedom Model Facebook page and our YouTube channel. There are a few ways you can contact us, as I said before, by email, info@thefreedommodel.org. You can private message us through Facebook or Instagram, or call us directly at 888-424-2626. From everyone here at the Freedom Model and the St. Jude Retreat, we wish you well. Until next time.